Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Ambar Sarkar, a member of the DAC Executive Committee and is the program chair of the Engineering Tracks. He has a broad background covering both software and hardware R&D. He has contributed to industry standards in areas such as functional verification and IP security. He is also the IEEE Computer Society's representative for IEEE USA's AI and Autonomous Policy Committee. Ambar is an individual contributor at NVIDIA, where he enjoys working on compute and storage resource optimizations across large engineering teams. He is now also exploring the area of generative AI. Welcome back to the podcast, Ambar.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome and those kind words. And always good to speak to you, Dan.
The engineering track is targeted for designers. Can you remind everyone what topics are covered this year?
So, I mean, let's take a step back. DAC is a semiconductor industry-related conference. So anything that a practicing or an aspiring engineer who is working with delivering production systems is concerned about, this aims to cover that. So to that effect, essentially what you will see is that you will find two main kinds, and then there are other two kinds that cut across. So the two main kinds are from concept to an RTL, which is called front-end, and then from RTL all the way to yield and to the production, which we call the back-end. So those are the two key ones that you spend the entire life. And then in parallel and cross-cutting are the concepts of IPs, where you create these specific deliverables that address a particular aspect of your product. And then also the software side of things, which we call embedded systems and software. So it covers the entire spectrum. And the idea is that if you are a practicing engineer today, you will like to find out a little bit more about what your peers are doing today and learn from them and share your experience with them. So that's what. So if you're talking about topics, essentially anything under the sun.
Great. Yeah, that's been my experience as well. You've been involved with the DAC engineering track for a few years. Can you tell us what stands out this year?
Yeah, so every year we try to make sure we are in tune with what's going on. So what stands out this year will be, like, as you see, there are many buzzwords that have been going around for a while, and many of them are really coming true. So one of these areas is just generative AI. And so the last year was a sort of a fascination and wondering, okay, where could it take us? And today, for example, we are looking at it and saying that, okay, we know it's here to stay. What are the areas and what are the people's experiences in regard of, you know, applying these concepts, and what are the concerns? So what you will see is, instead of, hey, this could actually do this, what we're looking at, okay, how does it work for large scalable projects that we have in use? What are the other impact on related areas like IP security? What about ethics? So that essentially stands out, or more of a, like, we are coming to terms with this sort of sea change that's going on in our industry. And I think our conference will essentially look to that. But having said that, we're also saying, okay, well, that's just one more thing in our toolbox. But we still have the original concerns of how to make a successful IP be in the market. What do you do to get the best design of your memory that can accommodate large teams? And you'll find that many of the concerns that you have at the core level as a back-end or front-end engineer or a software developer, you want to go back to them and sort of revisit them. So this year, essentially, we are taking a big look, okay, what changed, and try to sort of come to terms with, okay, do we need to change anything fundamentally, or we could continue with that? And I think that's the focus this year.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I have been involved with DAC for almost 40 years now, and I have to tell you, Ambar, this is one of the most exciting years. And the DAC program that I've looked at for this year really reflects that. I mean, this is truly an exciting time in the semiconductor industry.
I would wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, Dan, the thing is, we have a great, very hard as well as a very easy job at the same time. So we have so many choices. But the easy job is that, you know, this is an organic selection. So you kind of get the submissions from your audience, from members who have been coming to DAC and saying that this is what they want to talk about. So many of our topics are completely aligned with that. And then at the same time, the hard part is sort of making sure we understand what the nerve is and then try to sort of curate some very specific things that we believe the audience will be well served. So therefore, I don't know if you have to get into that too much, but essentially we have areas which are submitted papers and then invited sessions. So submitted is what we get collect from the entire universe and sort of see, okay, what is relevant to people, and this is what they want to talk about. And then curated is we as organizers go after areas that we see as the trend and try to sort of get those particular experts in there and share their mind with us. So that's why it's so exciting as well. And you will see that happening, as you know, you have been involved with that, actually, I suspect much longer than I have, but you are essentially seeing that happen as we talk about, and we're still keeping that.
Yeah, definitely. So within the engineering track, there are sessions and posters that are open Monday through Wednesday. One of the highlights, which is one of my favorites of the engineering track, is the poster Gladiator Battle. So this year, it looks like there are 19 poster nominations. Can you explain what the poster Gladiator Battle competition is?
Yeah, sure. Let me sort of also tell a little bit of what posters are to sort of fully appreciate what the poster Gladiator is all about. So one of the things is that, you know, I mentioned the submitted papers, or when I say papers in the engineering track, you don't really submit papers, but more like presentations, and it's strongly peer reviewed, like a huge team of reviewers who are your peers, and then they review this quality of papers, and that's why we get such a great quality of fantastic like subject matter. So one of the things is, but we have only limited time frame, right? So what happens is we can only have so many presentation sessions, but has so many given good content, we try to sort of, you know, create some themes around which we can have this oral presentation sessions where people speak about it. But at the same time, we have these poster sessions where these curated, not curated, peer reviewed, high quality papers, the authors get almost an intimate one-on-one experience with the audience. So what happens is you have these posters where essentially the people present and talk to, you know, smaller group of people. So now we kind of wanted to also showcase sort of what a great quality of posters we get. So out of that came this idea of, okay, why don't we have this like poster gladiator where we take the best of the best posters that we get to pick and then present it in front of an audience, where what they do is the poster that, you know, what the poster presenters, what they do is that they come up with a short presentation, like a 5 minute or pitch of what their poster is all about in front of a live studio audience, well, in terms of a large audience, as well as the judges who are our past chairs. So essentially, this is like they give a 5 minute talk, each of the nominated poster presenter, about what their topic is about, and then they get a good thrashing from this esteemed panel of judges. And the one that survives the best, and you know, there's this whole Coliseum, typically we call it the pavilion here in DAC, the audience members that sort of, you know, also enjoy. And then at the end of it, we pick whoever did the best job in this day. And so the person standing at the end is your gladiator. And we encourage some level of you know, enthusiasm, as you know, in 1 year we'd actually had somebody dress up as a gladiator. So if you don't feel like that, at least feel like a gladiator in spirit and share your story with us.
So when are the poster gladiator battles and how can DAC attendees participate?
So they are Monday through Wednesday, as you said, in the afternoon, held at the pavilion. And I think the timing, I think it's at 3:30 p.m. they start. If I'm wrong, please correct me. It will be on the schedule, but that's when they happen. And then the audience can watch this unfold right at the pavilion, which should be on the exhibition floor, I believe, this year too, at the pavilion where they can attend. And that's it, basically. So they can participate, they can ask questions. I believe they get to ask a few questions, but because it's a very quick, I'm not 100% sure everybody will get to ask a question, because primarily the judges ask the questions, but the audience participants can actually at least listen in, and then they might be able to ask a question if time permits.
So the engineering track is separate from the I Love DAC free pass, although it's not as big of an investment as a full conference pass. So, you know, as a designer, can you tell me the value I can get from attending just the engineering track?
Yes. So okay, first of all, I mean what we call academic or research track, I mean, is very valuable, right? So if you are thinking ahead of your entire thing. You obviously want to attend that. But if you are more focused in a day-to-day life as an engineer who is, delivering a product and all, maybe some of those you cannot directly apply yet. So the value of engineering track is that, of course, it's such a lesser cost, entry cost, so that kind of gives you a little bit better accessibility. But what you can do is you get to talk with your peers who are doing the same task as you, and you can share your experiences and learn from them. And these are more of a practical nature. So you may not get the same kind of information or networking from the full track, but this is a more concentrated track of people who are just like you. And you are able to exchange your basic day-to-day areas. And of course, networking is paramount. So essentially, you will be seeing your counterparts from other companies who are there, and you can, talk shop or just have, exchange your experiences. And the basic idea of engineering track is, I as a developer, I'm as an individual contributor, I can go there, I can talk to my peers, and then come back to my work and maybe have a couple of ideas that I learned from there and can apply to my work to make it better. So that's the real value here, is that you're talking to your practicing peers.
Yeah, I'm happy you mentioned that. Is networking, the whole DAC, the whole conference, is the number one networking event for the semiconductor ecosystem. I mean, thousands of people will be there, hundreds of companies will be there, and the networking track is just an example of the ability to network with your peers and broaden your contact base, and it's very valuable.
And you know what? Let me add them. So one thing that I would be amiss if I don't mention is that we have this tremendous TPC, Technical Program Committee, that help us bring this quality paper to you. So essentially what is happening is that you're being offered a lot of material that has gone through the gauntlet of these your peers, who are people just like you and me, maybe at different stages of our careers, who have judged this. And these people have enabled things that are immediate interest to us back into this DAC, and they themselves join, come to this DAC. So essentially you're getting these people who have helped bring you and give you a high quality material as a context that you can discuss and network all along. So I think that's the key value of as a designer track, is that the context that is set up against the topics that are being presented, the invited sessions where you are going to talk a little bit about vision of where things are going, as well as maybe looking back and see what went right or wrong. And then you have these networking sessions where all these people in your universe come together.
Exactly. Thank you for your time, Ambar. Great talking to you again, and I look forward to seeing you at DAC next week in San Francisco.
I would love to see you there, and thank you for the opportunity to speak about it.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.